Woohoo! Welcome to April, my friend. This is a bonus episode because I'm going to prepare you for what we're going to be talking about on the Aligned Businesswoman podcast in the month of April. It is all going to be around human design. So whether you are brand new to human design, or maybe you dabbled here and there, but it's overwhelming and it's complicated to you, well, then you're going to want to show up every single week as I dissect the different types of human design, well, types, that's what they are, and the strategies that correlate to these different human design types. Before we kick off this Wednesday with the first type, I want to talk about what is human design and the easiest way for me to be able to explain that. If this is intriguing for you and you want to learn more about how to apply your human design in your business, then keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy along with human design and your gene keys to optimize your business performance and results. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Vanessa here. This is a special episode because I am going to explain what human design is. So if you're new to human design, you're going to want to listen up. And wow, I swear, human design has literally changed my life, the way I operate, the way I communicate, the way I exchange energy, receive it, give it, all the things. And so if you're finding some resistance in your life, in your business, maybe you're feeling like maybe frustration or anger, bitterness, or just feeling like really a lot of disappointment that things aren't going your way, then you're going to want to check out this entire series in the month of April where I break down the different types of human designs and what it means to be a manifester or generator or a manifesting generator, reflector or projector, and the strategies that are best suited for your energy. Now, at the end of the series, you're going to know more about the basics. And as you learn more, I want you to, at some point, take my human design quiz. It is called the Manifestation Quiz. And it's all about using your human design to manifest more money, love, success, abundance, all the things that you desire. And so the things that you need to know before you take that quiz is your type and your authority, as well as the defined and undefined centers. Because although there is a specific type of generator, there are little nuances that make generators different. And the same goes for all the other types. So take notes on every single episode, and then when you are ready, take the manifestation quiz. It is in the show notes. All right, so let's dive in. Human design was founded by Alan Robert Krakauer. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but later he adopted the pseudonym Ra'uruhu in 1987. Now, you're going to get those people that are haters or jokesters and say that this is a system downloaded by a guy that was on, on ecstasy, or I forget what they say, in Ibiza. Yeah, well, maybe. But man, was it a great download, because it is very powerful and insightful on how it works and applies to our lives and even our businesses. So in 1987, I believe it was like over a week of these just this mystical encounter with a voice, that he downloaded this information on how this system works for us. And it is said that, or he even says that, it is based off of a few different modalities or belief systems, I guess if you want to call it that. And so he says that it's a synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science. So he blends astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, the chakra system, and he puts it all together, because What I have heard, the best way to explain what human design is, I think it was Karen Curry that said this, that it is like astrology on steroids. Because, again, it is so insightful on how our energy is emitted from our bodies and how it is received by other people. Have you ever heard about, like, you know, someone walks into the room like, damn, the tension in here, who died, right? And that's because our bodies give out this energy, this frequency that sometimes we can't put a finger on it, but we just sense things, right? Well, this is a lot like your human design. We put off this energy, we put off this frequency that we are at our core. This is our essence, right? And sometimes we're conditioned by our caretakers, our parents, the people that raised us to take on their energy types. And so sometimes it's hard to decipher, like, what is mine and what is someone else's? So we're going to break that down. But the reason why I explain that part is because when I think about human design, it's a beautiful blend of how when we were born, because this is how you calculate your human design chart, it's the time, the date, and location we were born. And so the part of astrology that pulls into this is that you would agree that astrology is based off of, like, where the planets or position when we were born, right? Well, that's how it is kind of in human design, where the planets were, the sun, the moon, all the planets, where they were, influences our energy. Influences the energy that we can easily tap into that's a constant, and influences the areas where we receive energy so that we can take it in and amplify it. And sometimes when we are out of alignment, we actually absorb it and make it our own. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more in depth over the next few weeks. I'm not going to get into the specifics like the centers and the gates and the channels. We're just going to go very surface level with the different types. And so when I think about how can I explain it easy? Like, how can I just be like, oh, okay, I get it. The best way is to explain it like it is a superhero, right? Like, each superhero has its different powers. It has its different costume, its different villains, all the things, right? So the energy type. This tells you what kind of superhero you are. Some superheroes are great at starting things. Let's say Batman, right? Some have endless energy to keep on going. We can say, like, that's maybe like Flash. Some are best when they help other superheroes shine. So maybe that's like Robin with Batman, or Alfred, but Alfred's not really a superhero. And some are rare, like magical beings who reflect everything around them. So kind of like a magic mirror. I haven't really found one that I could equate, like a superhero that I could equate to that, but that would be a reflector. So those are the different types of superheroes, right? They have different purposes. Each superhero has a strategy. So each type of human design type. So the human design types are manifestors, manifesting generators, generators, projectors, and reflectors. So each of those have a strategy that correlates to how they should operate. So this is your superhero action plan. It tells you the best way to use your powers. Some superheroes need to wait for a signal, like the bat signal. Some need to respond to trouble when they see it. So that's a generator. Well, some need to ask others if trouble is coming, like if they see trouble is coming. So that is more of your projector. And some just need to wait and see what the world shows them. So that is your reflector. Now, when we move on to the authority, that is like the superhero having this gut feeling. It helps them make decisions. Or you can think of it like Spider-Man has a spidey sense, right? There is just this inner knowing that helps them make decisions that are best in alignment with not only their strategy, but their complete energy profile. Next are the centers. So imagine these as different parts of your superhero suit that give you special powers. Some parts might be always on, like Iron Man's suit. In some parts, you get to choose when to turn them on, like the Spider-Man's web shooters. So the parts that are always on, like Iron Man's suit, are going to be your defined centers. The parts that you get to turn on, like Spider-Man's web shooters, are your undefined or your open centers, because you don't have that constant access to that specific energy. Each center has its different theme. So, like, for instance, the head center is going to be all about questions, inspiration, things like that. I'm not going to go through all of them because that will be some time for the future, or if you join Manifestation School. Now, these centers are activated, meaning they become defined when they are connected by a channel. And the way that they're connected by a channel is through two different gates. So gates are at the end of they kind of like border the centers. And when they become colored and it's connected through a channel to another center because of the gate, then the centers become activated. Reflectors have no centers activated. So all the centers are open and or undefined. And a projector can actually have 8 centers defined and only have their sacral open, or they can have 2. So that's a little bit more in depth that I want to get to. But that is just kind of like the main thing. It's like, if you imagine that each superhero equates to a human design type, and that type has a strategy of how they are superheroes, you know, how they approach their superhero, process. And then they all have their own quote-unquote spidey senses, so their authority. And then their centers is like their suit, you know, their armor or whatever different little gadgets that their superhero suit has. If you're curious to know which human design type you are, go to mybodygraph.com. All you need is your birth date, your birth location, and your birth time. You want to get your birth time as accurate as possible because it does influence some of the gates, which will influence some of the activated centers. So if you can get your birth certificate, that usually the long form has the time you were born if you're in the United States. I like mybodygraph.com. It's just because I'm very familiar with it, but there are other programs that you can use. You could just Google how to get my human design chart, and then with that information, you can see what type and all the things that you are. So just like the example of the superheroes on how not every superhero has the same process or the physical energy to go or for instance, like what I mentioned, like Flash, it's going to go, 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 or he's going to go, 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 go. And maybe Batman is more of the initiator. He doesn't do that. He doesn't have the sustainable energy to go as quickly as Flash. The same can apply for entrepreneurs. So everyone is built differently. Therefore, you're not designed to grow your business like everyone else. For instance, if you are a manifester, you're going to be the person that initiates things. And so you might not have the energy or the sustainability to foresee a project all the way through like a generator may. So it is important to understand your human design type so that you're effectively using not only your energy, but all of your gifts and your talents. Because remember, the centers are going to have different themes. And when you have your centers defined, that means you have constant access to that type of energy in that theme. So if you are a manifester with a defined head and ajna, you may not do business like a manifester with an undefined head and undefined ajna. So understanding those things is going to actually help you cut the time in half in reaching your goals. And it's going to create less resistance because you're able to use your energy in a way that is best received by other people. So if you are working with clients or you have team members or you have employees, understanding your human design and how it's received. And then if you can, even understanding their human design so that you're communicating in the most effective way where they're going to be able to take it and either run with it or just not allow it to bother them, especially if you're offering some kind of criticism or you're doing something that where you're coaching someone through something that might be a little bit difficult for them. I am not going to go through every single type, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of what you can expect as I go through every single type in its own episode, and how you can apply the understandings of your human design type, strategy, authority, and all the things to your business. For example, let's take a manifestor. Imagine a manifestor as a pioneering entrepreneur, like a founder of a tech startup who comes up with a groundbreaking app idea. The manifestor is designed to be in a leadership role, initiating new projects and leading teams with their new innovative visions. Their ability to start things is unparalleled, making them great founders or CEOs. However, when a manifestor doesn't understand their strategy and their energy, they can come across some challenges. So they might struggle with follow through or just getting into the details. And that's because they are designed to start, not necessarily maintain. Now, when we apply this to our belief systems and our thoughts and our emotions, what can end up happening is that a manifestor can have this inner talk where they're telling themselves that they're a failure, or they shame themselves or feel guilty for not completely following through. But when a manifestor understands, I am here to initiate, not completely follow through, but delegate and hire the right people to complete this project, then they can be more empowered to make the decisions to see this idea come to fruition. That is just a little taste of what you can expect that I'm going to go through for each human design type over the 5 episodes in April. So every Wednesday, I'll be dropping a new episode, and it's going to be about a specific human design type. We're going to be talking about how to apply it in your business, some obstacles that you may encounter, how to overcome those things, and just embodiment exercises so you're learning how to live and follow your strategy. Now, again, like I had mentioned before, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So as you understand and learn more about your human design, including your centers, your gates, the planet activations, the channels, your profile lines, your incarnation crosses, then these things start to really flavor your energy up. And so I want you to think of it as like different ingredients to make you the masterpiece that you are, but you have to understand these different elements. And so I do have Manifestation School open. It's still in beta. So if you wanted to join that and learn more about your human design, I am dropping new embodiment exercises. So you're not just learning, but you're actually applying. That was a big thing for me because we started off Manifestation School pretty heavy and deep, and people got like, whoa, overwhelmed. I was like, no, let's do this different. It's about Manifestation School. It's about embodiment. It's about, you know, just understanding what is great for your energy so you can manifest the things that you want. It is linked in the show notes if you want to check that out. It's only $47 a month right now, and the price will be going up once it's out of beta. But yeah, join me this entire month so you can learn more about your human design and how to apply it and how to find success using your human design. All right, I will catch you Wednesday for the first episode of the human design themed podcasts or episodes or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. All right, and we're going to start off with, it's going to be a surprise. So you're just going to check in on Wednesday. All right, I'll catch you next time on the next episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift, and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Business Woman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.